You're listening to a program of Symphonic Splendor on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. The rest of the program will be devoted to the Symphony Opus 3 of Minna Keel. She was born in London in 1909. I've told her life story before on this program, and we'll have to forego a reprise of it if we want to hear all of her symphony, which we do. But suffice it to say that she gave up composing in 1929 in order to help her mother with the family business after her father died. At that time, Debussy was the most advanced composer whose work she knew. 46 years later, she began composing again and had to acquire a new musical language. The Symphony Opus 3 is her first orchestral work, composed when she was in her late 70s and premiered when she was 80. It took her 5 years to complete. At first, she planned to make the piece an orchestral suite based on poems by her husband. But as the work progressed, the music took on a life of its own, she said, and it became clear to her that she was embarking on a symphony which could not relate to any extra musical ideas other than to a general expression of the turmoil of human existence and the spiritual search for serenity and permanence. We'll hear Minna Keel's Symphony Opus 3 now, performed by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Cleobury.